fresh Friday. 12 minutes past 8, you're on Radio Life and Style. Coming to you live from the heart of Ballito. Welcome to your Friday. I've got a special interview coming your way now. We've had quite a cool show so far, and it continues to get cooler with a woman in business feature right now and a lady who has been on this radio station before. But if you missed the past interview, I'm going to give you the full scoop right now on Patricia Schroeder, the CEO of a really innovative local operation called Circular Energy. Patricia, welcome back to Radio Life and Style. How are you on this fabulous Friday?
Thank you. I'm very well, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and to talk to you and everyone today.
I've been learning so much off air, just having a chat with you and finding out about your innovative operation, which has been going from strength to strength over the last 4 years now and continues to be just growing and expanding and making a massive impact in so many different ways. It's a really dynamic, diversified operation. Circular Energy is the name. And if you had to describe it in a nutshell, what is Circular Energy all about?
Exactly as you said, it's all about impact. So, and it's visible impact, measurable impact. So Circular Energy is a company that looks after products at end of life and on behalf of the manufacturers or the OEMs or the importers or producers, as they are known, of these products. And so we service five sectors, which is the electrical and electronic equipment sector, the lighting and lighting equipment sector, paper and packaging, batteries, and lubricant oil. So any products within those sectors that companies import or locally manufacture to put on the South African market, we will take care of that at end of life at no cost to the user or the consumer.
That is amazing. And that's a massive slice of industry that you've just outlined across those five sectors.
Yes.
But what does it mean for the average Joe, the consumer who has a product in one of those categories that has now reached end of life, it's not working anymore, you know, maybe it's electronic equipment, a computer that's broken and is not going to be worth repairing, maybe it's time to replace it. How do you solve a problem there for the average person?
Okay, so platforms like this, radio stations and so forth, this is how we get the awareness out to the average Joe, to inform them that, you know, when your product reaches its end of its life, or if you're just replacing it, it might still be working, we would look at refurbishing, repairing, and donating it out to other uses. But how do you do that? So you can go to our website, or you can phone us, you can email us. Our website is www.circular-energy.org, and you can click on a request a collection button, fill out a small form as a business or an individual, and we tell us what you want us to collect, and we will appoint our accredited service partner to come to your house or to your business and collect it at no cost to you. And you get the assurance that the product is managed in an environmentally sound manner, and through all of those efforts, you contribute to job creation, skills development, environmental protection and improvement, and a whole lot of other benefits and impact, as I said earlier.
This is amazing. So zero cost to the consumer, to the person who will be logging that collection. If I'm on the website right now, circular-energy.org, and peace of mind that your junk is going to be handled responsibly and upcycled where it's possible, and disposed of in a way that's not going to impact the environment, and empowering lots of small and medium operators in the food chain as well.
Yes.
It's just a win-win-win-win, eh?
It is. So we work with the smaller operators, and we work to help them to improve, and where they need training, where they need skills development, we close those gaps. We provide funding support, infrastructure development support, and like you said, it's a win-win for everybody. And we operate nationally, but obviously, of me being based locally, we do have quite a big local footprint where we're working with the with the local municipality and also with the local waste management operators. We've partnered with Dolphin Coast Waste Management, for example, where we're doing a lot of work together on recovering stuff out of the black bags that can go into recycling or reuse, packaging, polystyrene, you name it, everything.
This is the thing. Like, I'm about to move house in the next month, and I've got a box of junk that I've accumulated, and I'm thinking, like, what do I do with this stuff? How do I get rid of it? Or you got like a fridge that's broken, or a braai stand that's rusting, and you want to turf it, but you don't know where to take it or who to call.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yes.
Online. request collection, fill out the details, and one of the appointed, approved service providers will be connected with you to come and collect and take that headache away.
Yes, definitely. We also expand into business and retail and shopping centers like Lifestyle. We you know, Vodacom is one of our members, MTN is one of our members.
Wow, some big national brand partners.
Yeah, so we'll be putting in collection containers within the stores at the retail front, where you can take your laptop or your cell phone or iPad, where it gets managed correctly. It's not just taken by, you know, scrupulous operators that will just cherry pick out the valuables and throw the rest away. Yeah. The whole product is managed, and 100% of it is managed and recycled.
It's
and reused.
It's a massive operation. I can only imagine the logistical side of coordinating all of this stuff, but it's obviously you've got a really diverse and skilled team working across all these different sectors. And whether you are someone who's just changing your own car oil and wanting to now get rid of this couple of liters of stuff in a responsible manner, or if you've got battery-operated devices that you don't want to turf and make sure that they don't explode in your drawer, you should be looking at Circular Energy. The website, once again, circular-energy.org. Take responsibility. And if you are an organization looking to maybe partner and maybe have a drop-off point, can folks reach out and connect with you that way?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. We've partnered with a couple of local companies as well as, nationally as well. Northside Electrical, for example, we've partnered with them. We'll be putting in a container there for lighting, batteries, and electronic waste.
Yes.
We've partnered with Hersh's, a few others, and around the country. And so, yes, if you feel that you need assistance and you need us to help you from a business perspective, or anything, we can come through and we can work with you and partner with you on managing these products.
It's so cool. It's a story that we should be celebrating more, and I'm glad we can get the word out here on a Friday on Radio Life and Style. Local organization with a local lady at the helm, Patricia Schroeder, CEO of Circular Energy. Such a great story, and can't wait to see how this entity continues to grow and grow its impact across South Africa and, of course, right here on the KZN North Coast. Patricia, more power to you and Circular Energy.
Thank you. But I also want to give credit to my team. I've got a really, really strong, a very strong team with a lot of experience and a lot of passion.
Yeah.
And so, yes, a credit to them as well, because together we make the difference.
Teamwork makes the dream work. You're hearing it right here on Radio Life and Style. And once again, check out that website today. If you've got some e-waste or lubricant oil or some junk that's accumulated, paper packaging, and you want to make sure that it gets taken care of and taken away in a responsible manner, circular-energy.org. Check out the website right now. And my special guest, Patricia Schroeder, CEO of Circular Energy. Patricia, don't be a stranger. Let's have a chat again soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.